This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are delivering an important reminder for all athletes. Now, before I tell you exactly what that reminder is, let's get into why I came up with this topic, why I decided to get into what we're getting into today. So I was listening to a podcast earlier today with Bedros Koulian. For those who don't know who he is, he's a nine-figure CEO. He does podcasts helping men, helping small business owners. He's actually my business coach's business coach too, which was a cool thing because I've been following the guy for a while. So it was cool knowing that, you know, I'm working with somebody who's working directly with him now. And the thing that he was talking about in this podcast that I was listening to was work-life balance and how, you know, people will come to him all the time and they'll say, you know, I want to build this giant business, but you know, oh, I need my work-life balance. I need my Saturdays off. And how he was saying, like, basically, to put it into nicer words, tough shit. It's like, if you want to build this gigantic business, you're not going to be able to just take Saturdays off. That's not how that works. It's like, if you want the great thing, you've got to work the way that the people who have the great thing work, period. And it got me thinking a lot about athletes. And I do agree with a lot of what Bedros was saying in that episode about how you don't get work-life balance when you're trying to achieve something great. You know, I look at my own life. I was up at 4:30 yesterday and I left the gym at about 10 minutes to 10 p.m. And that's what I want. You know, I want to be doing that right now so that I can grow my business to the point where I have other coaches working for me. I'm, you know, impacting more people. And I thought about that when it comes to athletes as well, and how I've spoken to a lot of athletes that feel the same way. You know, oh, I want to do all these great things, but like, I need, you know, I need my work-life balance. I still need my like beers out on the weekend with the boys and whatever else it is that, you know, gets you going. And how, yeah, if you want to be great, if you want to win world championships, if you want to get paid millions of dollars to compete in your sport, you don't get to live that normal life. You don't get to, you know, have those weekends out every weekend. You don't get to be that guy if you want to be the guy who makes millions of dollars competing in their sport. You just don't. And then it got me thinking as well, you know, well, how do you balance life and training? Because regardless of what you consider balance, you need to have some. Like, you can't literally train 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, you've got to balance that with everyday life as well. And guys, from there, it just comes down to the individual. And this is coming into the important reminder that I wanted to get into today, which is that, yes, you're a high-level athlete, but you're also a human. You know, if you're training 25 hours a week every single week, and then something major comes up and you have to miss a day of training, you're not going to set yourself back a year by missing that day. In fact, I recommend to my athletes to take a week off training a couple of times a year, even if they're in the middle of, you know, even if it's not for a specific reason, because it just lets your brain recharge. And in those times away, you need to find things that you enjoy doing. You need to find places that you want to visit. You need to find something that is going to benefit you, because if all you're doing all day, every day is thinking about training and watching training and watching fights and going to fights, and you're going to hit a point where you hate it. You're going to hit a point where you just don't want to be a part of it anymore. And if that's all you're doing and you hit that point of not wanting to be a part of it anymore, then, well, you're going to not end up with the career you want because you just went too hard, too fast, and burnt yourself out. So yeah, you need to work hard. because I know every time I talk about anything related to balance or anything related to anything other than just grind 24 hours a day, I have idiots telling me to stop telling people not to work hard. You need to work hard. You do. Absolutely. And you need to work harder than 99% of the population is willing to work. However, you also need to be a human being. You also need to give yourself the grace that if you're injured and sore and in pain, training that day is not the answer for you. It's going to be better for you to rest than it would be for you to just train through it. You've got to give yourself the grace that if a family emergency comes up, you can take those 2 days away and go be with your family if you need to. You've got to give yourself the grace that if a huge life event comes up, you know, an anniversary with your significant other, like whatever that big life event might be, you can take that one evening off of training when you train consistently to go put the sport out of your mind and enjoy that big life event with that person that you care about fully. You've got to understand that you need to give yourself grace in some times that you are not a fucking robot. You've got to understand that you are a human being and human beings have needs. One of my athletes and I always laugh about, you see these posts every holiday, every Christmas, every Easter, every everything. You see these posts of athletes, you know, a picture standing in the gym on Christmas Day sweating, going, "No days off when you're a fucking champion," or some sort of shit like that. And it's like, guys, you don't need to train on Christmas Day. Like, you don't. You can take a day and be with your family. Like, if you truly want to train on Christmas Day and that is what gives you pleasure and joy, by all means, go. But if you're going because you're like, "Oh my God, I have to train because if I don't train today, then I'm going to fall behind," chill the fuck out. You are not going to fall behind if you don't train on Christmas Day. Now, again, very different story if you are a lazy athlete overall and you're not training consistently through the year, then you can't afford to miss. But if you're consistent 48 weeks a year, then when Christmas comes around, chill the fuck out and enjoy it with your family or your friends or whoever it is you're enjoying Christmas with. When your like other holidays come around, enjoy yourself. Be a human being. Put the sport out of your mind and sit and talk and laugh like everybody else. No, you can't do that the same amount that average people can do that. You can't do that every single weekend, twice a weekend, and then not, you know, get to sleep on time and eat shitty food. No. But from time to time, guys, you still need to. You're still a human being. Life does not have to be miserable. I remember having that conversation with an athlete of mine a while back. And he was talking about how, well, you know, like the fight life, like, oh yeah, the fight life just has to be miserable. And like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, if you're enjoying yourself too much, then you're not in a good training camp. And I thought like, whoa, what the fuck are you talking about? You should absolutely be enjoying yourself while you're doing this. Yeah, it's hard work. Yeah, it's a grind. Yeah, you're going to be sore. You're going to be tired. When it gets closer to the fight, you're going to be hungry. But you should absolutely be enjoying yourself while you're going through these training camps. If every fucking day is miserable every single time, you're not training well. You're training to kill yourself. And the goal, as I know I say in almost every episode of this show, the goal of training is to be successful in the sport. And part of that is mental. If you just beat your body and mind into the ground for 10 weeks coming into every single competition, then you're not going to feel good after 10 weeks of beating your body and your brain down into the ground. Like, you need to be enjoying yourself. You need a day off during training camp every once in a while. It's not a bad thing. I remember another athlete of mine coming into his last fight. It was 2 weeks out, I believe. And he messaged me and said, "Man, I'm just like, I'm feeling super sore and super beat up. He'd been dealing with, you know, some troubles in his shoulders. So my shoulders are really acting up. They're really giving me a lot of pain. You know, should I still train today?" And I said to him immediately, "No." He was like, "But like, I'm getting close to the fight. I don't want to miss a session. Like, I want to make sure that I'm getting everything in. Like, you know, should I still train today?" And I said again, "No." And I explained why. And the reason why I told him not to train was because he is a high-level athlete that enjoys his sport. So first of all, when he's telling me he doesn't want to, that is a good indication to me that his body is beat up and he needs to not train. And second of all, I was like, man, if you're feeling that sore, that beat up, in pain, how much good do you think you're going to get out of going to the gym and hitting a hard training session? He was like, yeah, you're right. Like, probably not much. Like, it's probably not going to be a very good day. And I laughed and I just said, yeah, exactly. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to grind through this training session. It's going to suck. Every moment of it is going to be hell because you're pushing your body when it's at that point of like breaking and exhaustion. And then honestly, the chances are you might actually hurt yourself because your body's not feeling good. So instead, what I told him to do was recover. I told him to take the day, do some mobility work, some light bike, and just get the body feeling better again and give it the rest it needed. Sure enough, he called me the next day again. He goes, dude, I feel amazing. And I'm like, yeah, how happy are you that you didn't go fucking train yesterday when you felt like dog shit? And the next session, he came in and he absolutely slayed it. We slayed the last 2 weeks of the training camp. And then he went in and knocked his dude out in about 6 minutes. And then is now set up to be fighting for a championship sometime later this year. Now, would he have gotten hurt if he trained that day? Maybe, maybe not. But again, this is one of those moments where you've just got to be human. You got to be human and understand, I don't have it today. You got to be human and understand, today's not my day to go push myself and train hard and, you know, try to make this happen. It's like, today's the day where I need to chill. I need to rest. And I can already hear the people saying, oh, are you saying you should only train when you feel good? No. There are days where you're going to feel sore, you're going to feel tired, and you're going to train anyway. However, if you are hitting the point where you have 3, 4, 5 of those days in a row where you just absolutely don't want to do it and it sucks and you hate every second of it and it doesn't go well, understand that is your body sending you a message. Understand that is your body telling you it is time to rest. Understand that is the time where it is time to be human instead of being an athlete and being a robot. Because again, the important reminder I need you guys to take away from this is that yes, you are high-level athletes, but you are humans first. So as we wrap up the show, if you got value from the episode today, make sure to subscribe to the show. Make sure to leave me a review. Make sure to follow me across all social media platforms. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And finally, make sure to share the show with a friend, with a coach, with a teammate, with someone who's going to benefit from hearing this message. That is it for me. I appreciate all of you who tuned in. And I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.